Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
So when we go back to what you were talking about as far as here with this team as the Falcons are interviewing defensive coordinators, it don't matter who they hire. That's what I'm saying. You know, I mean, everybody has their preference, and most of it is a preference with a name.
Right.
I probably don't know too much about it. There's some people that, I mean, and I would never take credit from people who know football, but sometimes it's all about name. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, he runs this type of defense. Well, when he ran that type of defense, who was his players?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying Robert Saleh is not a good damn defensive coordinator. But look at the dudes he had on that defense.
Look at the guys who played
for
San Francisco.
You know what I mean?
Wink Martindale had some good years and some not great years. Look at who played for him when he was the defensive coordinator there. Lou Anarumo is available to be interviewed right now.
Yes.
Because the guys that were on the defense and went to the Super Bowl are not there anymore.
Yes.
And that's not his fault. He's not the general manager.
And so you always got to look at it from that standpoint when we talk about the scheme or you talk about the guy. Look at who they had when their defense was good. Because I don't care who you are, especially in this freaking league, in the NFL, it's hard to overcome talent if it's on either side of the football where you don't have it. It's hard as hell to out-coach or overcoach that. Right. It just is.
Yep.
It is. And so, somebody just tweeted me. That's why I brought that up. I don't care what scheme he runs. I don't care what his base is. If you don't have the players, it's not going to matter who it is.
Right.
So that goes back to the GM. Get the right guys.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Get the right guys.
There's a reason why we've been having this conversation. I mean, how many different guys? We can go back previous to the Terry Fontenot era. Like, again, this is going to be the fourth defensive coordinator in 5 years for various different reasons. We can go back further than that, too. Like, Dan Quinn's having a takeover midseason because now the buck stops with me and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, Marquand Manuel was the DC back in 17 when they actually had a really good defense. Mm-hmm. Like, there's all these different names. The ones that had success were the ones that had the best players.
Yep.
The reason we've been talking about this turnstile at defensive coordinator is because they haven't drafted well. They haven't signed well. When they have had pretty decent guys, they haven't retained them.
Mm-hmm.
And when they've gone out and spent money on guys, the guys haven't performed when they've come here.
Yeah, so, and my biggest thing, especially on the defensive side in the NFL, give me a veteran defensive coordinator all the time.
Sure.
Give me one all the time. I will take a veteran defensive coordinator all the time. Now, there could be some guys that was a linebacker coach and be a good player because obviously they all start somewhere. They don't come into the league as a DC.
Right.
They probably was a D-line coach or a linebacker. Give me a veteran Wink Martindale, Dean Pease, Wade Phillips, old, grimy, just mean-ass defensive coach.
Doesn't it feel like all the defensive coordinators are that now? Like,
with players.
You got the young, like, cool 36-year-old with his hair spiked up offensive coordinator, wears tight pants and has a hot girlfriend, like he's the hot candidate. Yeah. And then all the defensive coordinators are like your uncle.
Got grandkids.
Like, yeah, right.
Got grandkids be at practice.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me one of them dudes.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Exactly. If your defensive coordinator's not a grandpa, I don't want
him. Yeah.
What's Wink Martindale's family situation?
Wink's in his 60s.
He's got two kids. I don't know if they've got kids.
Yeah.
We got to look into it.
Yeah, but I'm trying to say, man, give me an old grizzled
What's
veteran.
What's Lou Anarumo's family looking like?
Give me a veteran.
He's got three kids. I don't know if they got kids. Jimmy Lake, not old enough to be a grandpa.
Yeah, man, give me his problem. Yeah, just give me some grizzled, like, just cuss your ass out for no reason. You should be like, what's wrong with this old ass dude? Yeah, because for the most part, those are the coordinators that I came up
exactly.
under. Yeah.
I want my defensive coordinator grumpy. And chewing tobacco.
Yes.
I want my offensive coordinator
drinking tea
and driving like a Tesla or something like that. You know what I mean? That's what I want. That's who we need.
Yeah.
Okay? You need the young, whatever, eating like me. You want your defensive coordinator you want your offensive coordinator to look like me.
Yeah.
Okay? You want your defensive coordinator to look like John Fricke. That's what we're talking about. Okay? That's what we're asking for. If you don't have Air Monarchs with grass stains on them, I don't want you. Get out of here.